6. HMS Armach 58, the Caris Sea, and HMS Dawn Wind 54, Carter's Ocean.
What do you think about Gwilym's new plans, Merlin?
Brian Lock Island asked quietly. At the moment, the High Admiral was stretched out in his cot aboard HMS Armach, his 58-gun flagship. Given the normal sounds of a ship underway through 6-foot seas, no one was likely to overhear him even if he spoke in a normal conversational tone. He had no intention of risking being wrong about that, however. Merlin Athrawas, sitting on the stern galley of HMS Dawn Wind, while he gazed out at the early dawn several thousand miles to the east, had no problem with that. He was just grateful Caleb had made it a priority on his return to Tellisburg to bring Lock Island fully into the inner circle before the High Admiral returned to his fleet at sea. For the moment, Lock Island, like everyone else immediately after being told the truth, was being compulsively cautious, which was a trait of which Merlin approved.
"I think they make a lot of sense, under the circumstances," he said now, in reply to the Earl's question. "I have to admit, I was a bit taken aback myself by how effective Rysando's squadron was," he continued. "I don't suppose I should have been. We've all been reminding ourselves for months that Thirsk is probably the most dangerous commander on the other side. But I was." His lips quirked. "Maybe I've been a Carisian long enough to start suffering from that exuberant self-confidence that makes you so universally beloved by every other navy."
"Exuberant self-confidence, is it?"
Lock Island snorted.
"I think it's a fair term," Merlin responded, smiling at the rising sun. "Mind you, I never said it wasn't justified, normally at least."
"I only wish we could talk to Gwilym this way,"
Lock Island said in a rather more fretful tone.
"I'm beginning to realize how maddening it must have been for Dominic to be able to talk to you and to Caleb, to see Owl's imagery,"
he pronounced the still unfamiliar word carefully,
"and not be able to tell me about it. But with Gwilym that far out on the end of a limb."
He shook his head and Merlin's smile faded.
"I know," he sighed. "In fact, it was something we discussed, Dominic and I, before Gwilym ever left. Unfortunately, we can only move so fast in bringing more people into the circle, and..."
He broke off with a shrug, and Lock Island nodded.
"I won't pretend I was happy about how long it took the Brethren to finally decide I was a sufficiently stalwart and trustworthy soul."
The High Admiral's lips twisted with wry humor.
"At the same time, I can see why they might want to think about it for a bit before they start blabbing away about things like spaceships and counterfeited religions. And to be honest, I think it was probably a good idea to wait until Caleb got home to tell me about it in person."
He snorted again a bit more loudly.
"At least he had the authority to sit on me if I started running around in circles like a wyvern with its head cut off."
"That thought did pass through our minds," Merlin acknowledged amiably.
"I'm sure," Lock Island said.
Then he paused for a moment, frowning.
"In the regards to that sort of decision," he said slowly then, "I've been thinking about Alfred."
"Don't worry," Merlin chuckled. "They're planning on telling him as soon as he pays one of his visits to Tellisburg. The healers aren't letting Charlian stir a step out of the palace until the baby's born, and she's determined she's going to be the one to tell him."
"That wasn't my point," Lock Island said even more slowly.
He hesitated, like a man steeling himself to say something he didn't want to, then continued anyway.
"My point was that I don't know if it would really be a good idea to tell him at all."
Merlin blinked in astonishment. Despite the difference in their ranks, Baron Seamount was one of Lock Island's personal friends. The High Admiral had an even better appreciation than most for the sharp agility of Sir Alfred Hindrick's mind. For that matter, if anyone in the entire Carisian Empire understood exactly how critical Seamount's innovations had been, it had to be Lock Island.
So why?
Are you afraid he won't accept the truth about Langhorne and Bedard? Merlin asked after a moment.